From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The United Nations says it is getting monitors quickly into Syria and expects to have the full 300 on the ground by the end of the month. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, officials still won't say who was behind an explosion that destroyed some UN vehicles yesterday.
The attack in the town of Khan Sheikhoun highlighted the dangers and complexity of the UN monitoring mission in Syria. The head of UN peacekeeping, Hervé Ladsous, says it's not clear yet who was behind the incident. He would only say the unarmed UN monitors are working in dangerous areas.
They have to be, and I must say they are very mobile and, let's face it, very brave, because as witness this incident, the dangers are very real.
In an interview with NPR, Ladsous says there are also 61 civilian monitors in Syria. They're trying to visit detention centers to get a better sense of how many Syrians have been rounded up in a more than year-long crackdown on anti-government protesters. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama, along with the Democratic Party, raised more than $43 million for his re-election campaign last month. NPR Scott Horsley reports that's down from the March fundraising total, but well above the April figure from 4 years ago.
Campaign manager Jim Messina announced the fundraising total in a video message. He says the money raised is helping to pay for 42 new field offices opened last month in battleground states such as Colorado, Ohio, and Florida.
Those offices, plus the 120 new team members we were able to hire, means that we can be out there every day training volunteers, knocking on doors, making phone calls, and registering new voters.
The vast majority of donations to the campaign were for less than $250. The campaign has to file its formal report by midnight Sunday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
House lawmakers say at least $2 billion trading loss at J.P. Morgan Chase raises concerns about how banks control their risks. For the most part, Republican lawmakers are rejecting calls from Democrats for stricter regulation. West Virginia Republican House lawmaker Shelley Moore Capito noted the loss during a hearing today. J.P. Morgan shareholders have now filed at least two lawsuits against the nation's biggest bank, accusing it and its lenders of taking excessive risk. The suits claim the bank changed its risk models without telling investors. Nation's builders were a bit busier in April, and building permits, considered a key barometer of future strength in housing, also moved higher. The Commerce Department says housing starts rose 2.6% last month to an annual 717,000. Construction was up for both single-family homes and apartment buildings. Stocks continued their downward trend today in what has been a somewhat dismal month for the markets. All three of the major stock market indexes closed lower, in part due to concerns about the continuing political chaos in Greece. The Dow was down 33 points. The Nasdaq lost 19 points today. You're listening to NPR. Federal Reserve policymakers today released minutes of their April meeting showing the central bank stands ready, if need be, to stimulate U.S. economic growth. Several Federal Reserve Board members said an additional Fed support could be needed if the economy shows signs of losing momentum. Fed also said that all of its remaining meetings of the year will run for 2 days rather than one in an effort to get more work done. In the Netherlands today, convicted war criminal and former Liberian president Charles Taylor mixed contrition with conspiracy theories in his only opportunity to address the war crimes court before he's sentenced later this month. NPR's Eric Westerveld has details on the hearing for the first head of state to be found guilty of war crimes since the Nazi trials at Nuremberg.
The former warlord expressed sympathy for victims of atrocities in Sierra Leone, but also insisted again he wasn't responsible for crimes committed by rebel forces. The court has found otherwise. And Taylor continued an argument his lawyers have made unsuccessfully throughout the trial, that prosecutors are doing the bidding of neocolonial elites in Washington bent on ousting a popular African leader.
The prosecution received millions of dollars from the United States government outside of the official funding process of the court administration.
The 64-year-old was convicted of crimes against humanity and war crimes, including murder, conscripting child soldiers, rape, and other atrocities. The prosecution has asked for an 80-year sentence. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower today. Crude oil was down $1.17 a barrel to end the session at $92.81 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News. In Washington.